Chapter 4. The Wessex Cup. 4 days later, Holmes and I set off for Winchester to see the Wessex Cup. Colonel Ross met us at the racecourse. His face was grave and his manner was cold. "I have seen nothing of my horse," said he. "You would know him?" I asked Holmes with a smile. "Of course," said Ross angrily, "with the white blaze on his head and the white mark on his foreleg. Do you take me for a fool?" Holmes did not reply. He looked at the betting. "I see Silver Blaze is still favourite," was all he would say. "There are six in the race," I said, "and all six numbers are up. There must be six horses entered." "But I don't see him," cried the Colonel. "Let us see how they run," replied Holmes with a confident smile. To begin with, the horses were all close together. Then Desborough, the Mapleton horse, took the lead. However, 2 furlongs from the winning post, a big bay horse swept into the lead and won easily by 6 lengths. "Let us go to the winner's enclosure," said Holmes, and led the way. Once inside, he turned to the Colonel. "Here is your horse. Just wash his face and his leg in spirit, and you will recognise Silver Blaze." "My horse? But how?"
"I found him in the hands of a gentleman who is well versed in such things. To him it was an easy matter to hide Silver Blaze's white markings. He was put in the race just as he looked when he arrived."
The Colonel shook his head. "You have done wonders, and I owe you an apology. You have found my horse. If only you could find the killer of John Strecker."
"I have done so."
"He is here," said Holmes. For a moment the Colonel looked angry again. Then Holmes said, "The murderer is behind you." He put his hand on the neck of the horse. It was self-defence.